Yesterday when I got here, I walked into the room and I just kind of looked around and I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do here? What is it that I'm bringing to the table? And I know across the country, the number one question with the Tea Party is, how do we reach the youth? With CNP, it's been told to me that the great question is this: how do we reach the younger generation? I'll tell you how you win them. You fight for them. You go into the greatest demographic in this country, which is the public high schools. The American people have this ideology pumped into their minds that for some reason, those kids in public schools belong to the government, when in fact, they're your kids, not theirs.
Amen.
When Sam was talking earlier, she kind of got me off my notes, which I like it when it goes prophetic anyways. And it's interesting that I went to the RNC just this last year. And when I went into the RNC, I noticed people 50, 60, 70, in some cases 80 years old. And here's this guy walking in with a tracksuit, long hair, going up on Radio Row, doing interviews, trying to wake up the older generation as to the fact that this president is emulating dictators. Everybody mocks Obama, but the joke's on America. Because when you study out Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, and any other dictator, Stalin and the such, they always go to the next generation. What they do is they take the young generation, the younger generations, and they overthrow the older generations. And what you're seeing being lived out today, friends, is he is exactly on key, on point, on par, doing just that. When I was at the RNC, I had to tell them that Elvis was dead. He died in 1977. And I kid you negative, and I said, well, everybody's over here trying to figure out what's going on with their country, Obama's doing a college tour. Just takes a little common sense, guys. And then when the younger generation comes into play or bring forth answers, the older generation looks at them like, what do you know? Well, I've personally done 342 high schools and public schools across this country because I was one of those kids, and it's really not hard to fight for what you love, especially when you understand them. And let me tell you something. God is still willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. 86% of those kids that are in public schools today, their parents are patriots, Christians, and or conservatives. Trying to figure out why their pastors and their parents love them so much, but yet they're thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination through International Baccalaureate and No Child Left Behind. You want to tell me how that works? That is called hypocrisy, friends. Tell the truth and shame the devil. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, hallelujah, bring it down, brother. And I'm telling you, friends, that if you want to win the next generation, you got to get out of your meeting mode. You got to get into the realms with where the kids are at. I don't personally believe that conservatives, patriots, or Christians have any business writing news. You know, it's been said by a famous preacher once that if you want to preach the gospel, go ahead and preach the gospel to the world, but if you have to, use words. I don't know if it's just me or you, but my Bible tells me that we're written epistles for all men to read. They are reading our lifestyles. And them younger generation, them younger kids, those students, those college students, they are looking for someone that loves them enough to cross the line and fight for them. And I'll tell you the way they respond. I want to give you an encouraging word before I leave. But in saying that, let me give you a little bit of my book of Acts, because the book of Acts has meaning. It's a verb. Firstly, for those that didn't know me, my name is Bradley Dean. I'm the overseer of an organization called You Can Run International. Again, I've done 342 high schools in 22 different states. Not without trouble. I didn't have any trouble in public schools up until 2005 when the homosexual agenda targeted me and started to attack everything that I do in a public arena. And one of those just happened to be Rachel Maddow, who thought it'd be really cute when I was broadcasting live out at the Heritage House in Washington, D.C. I said the Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. She thought it'd be really cute to say that Bradley Dean was calling for the execution of homosexuals. She didn't do it just once. She did it twice. The second time, she pulled down the disclaimer. 2010 and in 2011, just to show you the battle that I contend with every time I go into a public school. 2011, she did the same thing. She pulled down the disclaimer. She said, me and Michelle Bachmann were calling for the upping of the bloodshed in America's society, in America's culture, because Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays and the lesbians.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the airs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is just another one of those. It is right in front of your face as to who is dictating what's going on in this country. And what I titled the show today was, "Will you believe them if they told you?" You know, folks, one of the things is, in saying that, let's just go back. Remember when we looked at, let's just use Barack Obama. We can use every administration because they're all working for the same people. And you all the well know they're working for the same people. They're not calling the shots, folks. They're not working for the people. And you know it. But do you remember Barack Hussein Obama? Remember when they were gun running him and Eric Holder, the attorney general? You remember that? You remember they were gun running to Mexico and over 300 people were murdered by the guns that Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder were actually running? And do you remember they were busted doing it? And then on top of that, do you also remember when a criminal foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama goes on television in Mexico and then he begins to blame the American people for the crimes that he and Eric Holder were responsible for? Do you remember that? I just want to ask you, I mean, I'm serious when I'm asking the question. Do you guys all remember this? Because isn't it interesting that he was busted with smoking gun in hand? Fast and Furious. Remember, he was busted with smoking gun in his hand. And people still let him get away with transgressing, giving the American people the finger over 1,168 times. And we've watched administration after administration after administration after administration do it. And the people still allow them to continually commit the crimes that they're guilty of. Now, what's interesting about that is I also think about Bill Clinton. Do you guys remember when Bill Clinton came out? And we got this on video and we played it several times. Remember when he came out and he said he did not have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky? Oh, and P.S., that had nothing to do with him committing adultery because there was also something out there called Clinton Chronicles, which highlighted his premarital or sexual promiscuity that he was committing during the governorship in
Mena, Arkansas, as the said governor, while he was illegally running drugs from Columbia along with George Bush Sr. Do you guys remember all of that? Yeah. Well, let's go back to this. I want to make sure that you understand that Monica Lewinsky was a cover for him, Bill Clinton, selling secrets, military secrets in America to the Chinese. You're being dismantled. You've been on that road for a long time. And it's worse now because you think you have good people in an administration when, in fact, they're doing just the exact opposite. They've just deceived you better. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. But go back to Monica Lewinsky. Do you remember when he said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman? Remember how he just emphasized? There's no truth in these people. They're compromised and they're extorted. Again, you all know this, right? John 8, 44. Now, what's interesting about that is, do you remember shortly thereafter he came out and admitted everything? Yeah, and he was busted, but he was allowed to remain. Remember he wasn't impeached? Remember he wasn't prosecuted by the people? Yeah. Good. I just want to make sure you all understand all this, and I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being facetious. I'm just irritated by this to no end. I just want to make sure that you understand what I'm going to tell you next. Okay, so what I'm going to play for you today concerning who Israel is, going fast forward, I have a video here from Jacob Rothschild who said, my family created Israel. Okay, so how is it that when you get this devil to tell you they're responsible for creating modern day Israel, how is it that you have a bunch of evangelicals falling in close pursuit behind a man that has lied to them over and over and over and over and over again, as if to suggest it's really the Israel of God, when in fact it is not the Israel of God? Do you know how much heat I've taken for this? Do you know how many, let me just say it for what it is, friends, how many foolish people have attacked the obvious here? And trying to justify their political idolatries? Oh, it's sick, to say the least. Well, I'm here today to show you I told you so. And I'm not saying that arrogantly. I'm just saying if people would just pull the curtain back just a little bit, their message would be a lot different than the one that they get from the mainstream media that they don't believe in. Now, folks, we're going to get to that in just a moment here, okay? Because I have the video here. We had, by the way, Thomas Massie came out and said that you have AIPAC, you have all of these little handlers dictating your said representatives. He's the only one that's not doing it. Shortly thereafter, when he comes out and tells the people the truth of the matter, his wife mysteriously dies. I'm not going off on a conspiracy run on that because I don't know enough about it. Jeremiah 11, 9, though conspiracies are very, very real today. And with that, we have some more of these guys that have been sold to you coming out today talking about how we need to support Israel. I didn't know that Donald Trump was voted in by the people of Israel, and yet everything is directed towards Israel in making Israel great again, said Donald Trump, said all of those in his administration. Isn't that interesting? Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Rick Scott, Marco Rubio. Oh, folks, they're all a part of the game. It's a club that you and I are not a part of. And what they've done is they've transitioned power under the guise of what? Christianity. Protecting God's people. You got to protect these people because if you don't, you're a devil and you're against us. Folks, what you're seeing today, it's not soft totalitarianism. It is totalitarianism. This is how they do it. Case in point, just watch the Woman in Gold. True story. And it's interesting, throughout the story, it was a woman that was pillaged and spoiled by the Nazis, and her parents were killed by the Nazis. And throughout the movie, she kept talking about how the people did nothing during that time but praise Adolf Hitler for what he was doing to the people. See, this is where people don't understand that history repeats itself. So again, we're going to get to that in just a moment. I'm going to show you a couple things before we get to the topic. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, right side of the page, Tim Brown's morning show. Again, subscribe. Also on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. One more time, 281-845-4704.
Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to know who we are and where it is that we are from, what it is that we have been doing, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. Also wanted to let you know, you just heard the commercial for church yesterday. I got to tell you, folks, it's not always for me to really enjoy what I'm learning. But I got to tell you, and I'm saying this in the sense of being the vessel that's being used to convey the message. Yesterday was really good for me. And every time I have church anyways, folks, I'm being church the whole time. I'm learning as you're learning. But again, I just want to remind everybody, folks, church is, for me anyways, it's fantastic. And the response from the people that have requested us to do church because they have no place to go to church, we have that available online. That is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And with that said, they seem to enjoy it. And I'm glad to be a part of their process.
and the journey that they're on in edifying them in Christ Jesus by preaching Christ crucified, okay? We're holding to the Word of God. We're not men pleasers. We're not trying to seek out the approbation of men. We're here to hold to the Word of God in that alone. The Bible says, believe the prophets and you shall be established, folks, and that's exactly what we're holding to without compromise, and we're bringing it about by the Holy Ghost, line upon line, precept upon precept, manifesting His counsels for His glory. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20 as well. Now, let me go over to this and just kind of knock this off so I can get to the main topic, because we've got much to show you concerning the Rothschilds are coming out. This isn't new news, by the way. This is old news. This is just the old news that the said conservatives that are propping up their favorite political a pawn, because he's enslaved, he's dictated, he's extorted as well. I'll show that to you in a moment. But they don't care for the truth right now until it affects them. And rest assured, the warnings that I'm trying to give you right now, I'm trying to convey to you that God's warnings are always given. Psalm 19:11, as prevention is better than cure. But if you don't want to hear that, that's totally fine. Matter of fact, I know people will, harebrained people, simple people will just look at me and say, well, Bradley's just trying to sell books. Well, let me tell you this. I spent months writing this book, and I'm sitting back saying, okay, Lord, we have the book. It's here and available for the people. Yes, people are ordering the book, but I'm also here to tell you that this kind of a message is not what the majority of the hypocrites and what they call the body of Christ in America want to hear. This is a book of responsibility. What's happening is our book is exposing what's going on out there before it happens. And I'm telling you, there's not one out there like this. We've actually got national promotions going right now in Charisma Magazine. Couldn't be in a better place, exposing what it is that you're seeing out there. But again, this is giving you the message before disaster takes place. And I'm telling you, we're on that second wave. For those that listen to the show, we're on that second wave right now. And it's for the American people to stand up and put a stop to it. Because if you don't, the third wave is going to come in and everything's going to be taken and destroyed. Mark, not my words, but mark his words. That book is advantageous to anybody that cares about what's going on in this country. That book is applicable in no other way that you will see out there right now. And I, after writing the book, stood back and said, oh my goodness, this is what this book is about. And it's addressing the issue before it happens. Amen. It's called Children of the Apostate. Go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was making a point with that, but aside of that, let's just get over to the points that I want to make so we can get to the main topic. I was just highlighting the fact that Americans, again, you got 350 million people out there. This is what they're putting up with. This isn't new news neither. What I'm going to show you is new, but it's old news. This is news that we've been hearing about for a long time, coming from the corrupt. And what I'm talking about is your said representatives are using your tax dollars to pay off victims that have been abused by politicians sexually. I'm not making it up. Read Psalm 94:16. I'm not making it up. This is what this video is about, and I want you to see it for yourself so you can understand that this is coming directly from their mouths. And again, you're not getting justice. That's all they're doing is appeasing you. Check this out.
So, you know, Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings.
What?
And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money. But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records. Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges, the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know, but I do know it's taxpayer money. And I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense. Is the FEC going to investigate
there's
the 17?
Hey, folks, what Thomas Massey is highlighting here is that your money, your tax dollars, are being used as a slush fund for the corrupt to pay off the victims of their sexual abuse as hush money. He said there's no accountability. Did you just hear what he said? So in other words, there is a slush fund that is given to your said representatives to basically shut the mouths of those that would dare stand up and expose them for their sexual crimes. I'm talking about your said representatives, Americans, just so you know, okay?
$1 million that the Congress has paid to settle behind closed doors of these sexual misconduct allegations.
Wow, but
you can't make this up.
Hey, folks, you know, isn't it interesting? Again, it's allegations. It's allegations, friend, but I got a question for you. Where's the money? I thought it was just allegations. The money's not there, but somehow they're just allegations. So, in other words, somebody stole that money. Okay? And he's highlighting, Thomas Massie, Representative Thomas Massie, is highlighting the fact that your said representatives have a slush fund to pay off their victims. This is a reflection of Americans, is what it is. Oh, I know this. I know. Everybody's trying to figure out why the conservatives of the day are dancing around saying, we finally got the Epstein files, the P. Diddy files, all the people that were there. Well, isn't that interesting? Who somehow or another, why did they go ahead and erase from the minds of the American people those that were a part of it? Because it doesn't apply to their political idolatry. Donald Trump he was indicted along with Jeffrey Epstein for crimes against a 13-year-old girl. There's court documentation online. It's easily accessible. How come they're not talking about that? I'm just curious. Because it's political idolatry. Hey, Americans, whenever you try to cover up a crime that the Lord exposes, you're asking for trouble. And now you've got major trouble. You got big trouble in little America right now, friends. And you don't realize it. But again, why is Elon Musk being erased from this list? Why is Donald Trump being erased from this list? But yet we have these pictures of all of these guys all hanging out together. And again, because out of sight, out of mind, see no evil, hear no evil. The bad guys, I'm sorry, the wicked, those that call themselves conservatives today, that know to do right but don't do the right, those are the ones that are procuring judgment unto this nation. That's the responsible party. And again, I want to say this because I know some people still don't understand it, but you do understand that when I'm again talking about the left, that is the fruit of the right, right? You do understand that, because again, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. Okay, there's no justice. They're not going to tell on each other. Again, pro wrestling at its very worst. And look what they do for each other, friends, every step of the way. They protect each other in their crimes against the people. Who's paying for all of this? Who's suffering all of these abuses? You are, Americans. You are. When you go over to Jeremiah 28, this is what comes to my aid right now. It says, they are waxing fat, they think. They shine, yeah, in their own shame. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. And you know who Jeremiah was talking to? He was prophetically speaking what he was hearing in the inner ear from the Lord, identifying the people that would not repent or amend their ways before a just and a holy God. Therefore, at length, they were judged. Okay? Just thought I'd highlight that. I just wanted to show you what many people didn't want to see. Okay? Here's another one. This is coming from a guy named Curtis Clark, but this is Larry Fink. This is one of the CEOs from BlackRock. Everybody is now becoming aware of the crimes of BlackRock and how they've consolidated all this power over the American people. Well, this guy right here, Larry Fink, he's also one that said we have to manage behaviors. We're going to start to condition the people and tell them what they can say and what they can't say. These are also the same groups that are poisoning your food and controlling your food supply, your water supply, and the list goes on. But now Larry Fink phoned Trump directly to pitch BlackRock's Panama deal. Again, I know people think that Donald Trump doesn't have anything to do with any of this. I don't know what it is that they're doing besides putting their finger on both of their eyeballs and stuffing their fingers in their ears as well when they can, so they don't have to hear and see the truth of the matter. But I'm just here to tell you, friends, what you're seeing right now is that which precipitates war. Mark my words. Again, write it down. This is what precipitates war. Ask anybody that's been through war. They'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Okay, welcome back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You know, somebody said yesterday at church, why the angry music? Because I'm angry. Question for you. How come you're not angry? There's a righteous indignation that should be in the hearts of all of the Lord's people throughout this country concerning what's going on. The fact of the matter is, folks, we're supposed to play with the loud noise. Not the stuff that puts you to sleep, my goodness. Read Psalm 33, verse 3. Just wanted to share that with you. Did you guys know that Vladimir Lyzinski, he was the person of the year in America. Again, look at the history of your media highlighting dictators of the past and in the present. It's interesting that I highlighted the fact that Vladimir Zelensky, he is a Nazi. He is a sodomite. He used to be an actor before he mysteriously became the president of that country, just like Donald Trump, just like J.D. Vance, just like that of Ronald Reagan. Folks, they all have a lineage of being actors. They're trained up to be put in place. Now, with that, what I want you to know is I played videos of the past, in the past, of none other than Zelensky playing a piano with his friend with his male appendage. No joke. People thought it was funny. Okay? I also showed you videos of Zelensky dancing around in a drag film. And did you know, though, with all that said, and I'm going to play another video for you, because this is the guy that your government has now given over $119 billion to. Do you hear what I said? Can't make it up. Now, there's a variation of numbers, folks, but it's getting higher and it fluctuates just a little bit, but it's around the same number. And I know that you all, you know, you've seen that little clown show that they put on in the Circus of Politics last week. They're both bad actors. But I want you to see, here's the other question. Americans, did your said representatives ask you for authority to go ahead and steal money out of your tax coffers and give it to Zelensky? No, they didn't. They did it without congressional approval. They did it without the approval of the people. Which, folks, that precedes Congress. No, they never went up the chain of command. And I said the chain of command. The chain of command is not the president of the United States of America. The chain of command is the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then the people, and then our said representatives. They're on the wrong end of this pendulum, friends. Okay? You have them up when they should be down. You have yourselves down when they shouldn't be up. Okay? I want you to see this. This is this sodomite they've given, your government has given billions of dollars to. Okay. Dressed like a woman. As far as having breasts of a woman, dancing around. They're all sodomites. They all dress drag. Hey, and they all advocate for it. Here, let me say this. Well, how do you know they all advocate for it? Because they haven't brought justice upon the heads of those that have transgressed the law up to this point now, have they? So therefore, they become accomplices to the crime because they're not doing their job. And I'm talking about your said representatives. Nope. Your said representatives are advocating this. Matter of fact, they're stealing your money to pay for it. Let me say it this way, Americans, you are being laughed at by the bad guys. You are being laughed at by your political idols. You are being laughed at by them. They're looking at you behind closed doors and say, can you believe how stupid them people are to believe us? And they do everything in their power to keep you distracted with another issue or another crime being committed by another said representative. Have you had enough yet? Okay? Because you're the only ones that can bring an answer to the issues that we have today. Here, I want to show you this because, again, this is old information. We're going to go over, will you believe them if they told you? And I'm talking about the Israel of God is not the Israel that the mainstream media is highlighting right now. And for those that even believe a word of what they're saying, let me say this. Shame on you. Shame on your ignorance. Because that's exactly what it is. And yet you want to keep going on and foaming out your shame, contending with people that are trying to set you free with the truth that you reject. And then you have the audacity to call yourself a child of God. Okay. Okay, here's another one. I suspect this is probably back in the 90s, but here's Pat Buchanan. And he highlighted the fact that concerning today's Israel, he said Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. Now, remember, Benjamin Netanyahu is not Benjamin Netanyahu. He is Benjamin Milakowski, and he's not Israeli. He's not Hebrew. He's from Poland, and he's been rejected by the people of Poland for a commemoration of the Holocaust because they understand that it's his ideologies that are responsible for what took place back in the 40s. During the pandemic, 75% of the people in that country that they now call Israel refused the jabs. 75% of them refused the jab. They ended up impeaching him. Did you also know that what you know as Benjamin Netanyahu, did you know that he is wanted for genocide? He's a war criminal. That guy back in the 80s said, we're not worried about the representatives in United States government. We already control them. Isn't it interesting how all of your said representatives today are now highlighting what they want you to believe is the Christian duty to uphold who they say that they are, when in fact that's not at all who they are. Read Revelation 3:9 again. The heat that I have taken over this is blows me away. I mean, you're fools for your pain. Why? Because you're wrong. And I know you're wrong. And here's the fruit hanging on the branches of, I told you you were wrong. Because now, as I said during the first segment, you have the Rothschilds coming out and say, we are Israel. We are the ones that founded Israel. Well, we've been trying to tell you that since day one. See, your confliction comes and your double-mindedness comes when you're listening to the mainstream media and listening to their propaganda, and you're confused because you don't take the time to read the Word of God for yourself to know that you're being lied to. So you deserve what you get, Daniel 9:7. Let me go ahead and show you this video of Pat Buchanan. Listen carefully, friends, because it's not like you haven't been told the truth about what you're being sold today.
Also said that Congress is an Israeli-occupied territory. Now, what do you mean by that?
I said on the McLaughlin Group, in response to a question, Jim, they said, do you think that the Congress of the United States will resist this demand for further aid? I said, threw out a crack I'd heard. I said, no, the Congress of the United States is Israeli-occupied territory. What I meant by that is the most powerful lobby in Washington, which Congress can't stand up to, one of the most powerful, is certainly the pro-Israeli lobby. It has gotten its way in this town year in and year out. And I don't think the automatic votes of the Congress of the United States for $3 and $4 billion worth of aid to Israel are necessarily in the national interest of the United States. And that comment, which is to ridicule the subservience of the Congress of the United States, is perfectly valid.
Do you believe there are members of the Congress of the United States who are voting the interest of Israel over the interest of the United States?
No, I think they're voting the interest of a powerful lobby, which they can't stand up to in many cases, one of many. They cave into lobbies all over this city. I think the Congress of the United States, where it's got brave men on both sides, is an institutional coward.
And that's right.
When a powerful lobby can influence or defeat them back at home, and they can't get much support on the other side for a vote, many of them who will even tell you privately, they will tell you privately, I can't stand up to that kind of heat, they will vote for it.
You want to know why, folks? You want to know why they can't stand up to that kind of heat? Because those powerful lobbies have extorted them to be subservient to their interests. Look at the connections between Epstein and the Mossad. Folks, let's quit playing stupid here, huh? We've covered this so many times. Look at Franklin cover-up case. Look at Watergate, which was a front for a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. Who was extorting them? Folks, look at conspiracy of silence. Who was extorting them? Why were all the papers throughout the United States, why are they protecting pedophiles in government? Do you understand, folks? You just heard from Pat Buchanan. You've heard this several times, and yet you still have those that refuse to see the truth for what it is. Here's another one for you. I told you this. Isn't it interesting how they all have handlers? Doesn't anybody think that this is kind of out there? Is it true what Benjamin Milakowski, you know him as Netanyahu, is it true what he said, that they have control over them? Absolutely it is. And I'm not looking at them as being innocent. No, 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 no. They put themselves in that position. They put themselves in a position to be subservient to their extorters. No question about it. Many of them have just sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, as I continuously reiterate on the show. And Americans, your country right now, and I've been saying this for years, it is foreign interest that is directing this country. And it's happening through your said representatives. Here's another one. Marco Rubio, $1 million. What does it say? Trump's State Department under Marco Rubio will use AI to revoke the visas of foreign students found critical of Israel on U.S. college campuses. Americans, let me say this again. Why are they defending Israel? Because it's who they work for. Why do they want to make Israel great again? Because that's who they work for. Why do they want to make 15-minute cities in Israel? Because that's who they're working for, and that's what they're benefiting from with the use of our money. I'm going to come right back. Here's another one for you. Rick Scott, $626,000. Who's he dedicated to, friends? Are you paying attention yet? I hope so. We're going to come right back. I'm going to play the video from the Rothschilds for you.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The final segment. 281-845-4704. Yes, it is the fastest hour on national radio. There's no question about it. 281-845-4704. Here, I just want to say this for the record. You guys out there that remain in your ignorance You guys out there that play in your hypocrisy and say you don't believe the media, but until they tell you the new thing, you seem to fall in line with everything they say. You can go ahead and bully me. You can reject me. You can scoff me. You can mock me. You can do whatever you want to do. But the fact of the matter is, you at length are going to pay the price for refusing to convey the truth. You are going to at length going to pay, you're going to pay the price for your refusal of the truth. You're going to reap what you sow, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. Folks, look at how they have put up politicians like they're rock stars today. Isn't that not representatives, rock stars? And really what it comes down to is they've been presented to the people as rock stars because they want you to believe that you are subject to them. That is about as backwards as it possibly gets constitutionally and what's premised on common law in this country. I remember years ago when Rush Limbaugh, when he wasn't entertaining homosexuals, Elton John, who's married to a man who has adopted children, to play in his house, concerning his wedding that he had Elton John playing the piano in his home for him. This is what 20 million people in this country were listening to, and they had the audacity to sit there and call him a Christian patriot, right? Who was married how many times? The reason I'm bringing this up, I remember when Rush Limbaugh was highlighting the fact that Marco Rubio is one to keep an eye on. He's up and coming. He's good stuff. Remember how Rush got real big, real fast because all of a sudden he quit telling the people what he needed or what he was told not to tell them anymore? Remember how he kind of toned down and he started to play by the rules of the establishment that everybody's complaining about? 20 million people listen to him every day. Isn't that crazy? But he was highlighting this guy right here, Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is committing the act of treason, Americans. But you knew that a long time ago. But again, the people didn't want to hear that. I don't care if you want to hear it, because you're going to hear it on the final day. See, that's what's so awesome about the things of the Lord. No matter what goes down, he gets the last word. He really does. As a matter of fact, everybody dies. And you know what happens when everybody dies? I've got more to show you. You know what happens? They all stand before him. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. I'm on 21, verse 8 right now, and I was just thinking about what Pat Buchanan said. He said they lack courage. They're cowardice, the said representatives. They don't have the internal fortitude to stand up and uphold the law that God commanded that they should concerning the oath that they promised that they would uphold. 5:4 of Ecclesiastes, Numbers, verse 32, Deuteronomy 23:23. They're going to be held accountable to it, because what I see right here is but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But I'm here to tell you, while you're here, fear the Lord. Hell is the consequence of your lack of repentance towards God. It's you continuing on that which put Christ on the cross. You are going to stand in judgment for holding on to what put Christ on the cross because you, through his mercy, failed to repent. That applies to every single one of us. These are cowards that I'm highlighting, friends. They're cowards. They're selling you out. Look at this. Folks, this guy, he emanates. He stinks to high heaven with pedophilia all over him. This is Rick Scott, sold to the American people, former governor of Florida, sold to the American people as a righteous conservative. Look behind him, friends. Who's he supporting? Who's he taking money from? Just asking you the question. Isn't that interesting? Who's under attack? Do you remember a couple weeks ago I highlighted the fact that all the networks are owned by those that support what they call Israel, and it's not the Israel of God, because if you look at the fruit, they're advocating only what the devil would advocate for. Go ahead, turn your TV on. You'll know what I'm talking about. They're promoting a spirit of Antichrist, and that's what they want the American people to get behind and believing that that is the God of Israel and that is the Lord's land. You are mistaken. sadly mistaken. You want to see a little totalitarianism here for you, friends? You want to see Donald Trump's new appointee to the United Nations, which was created by America and by your tax dollars to create a global government, which was created out of what? World War II, because it failed the first time around. This was contrived on the blood of the innocent worldwide, friends. The United Nations. And who's supporting them more than you are? Nobody is. You ready for this? You want to hear totalitarianism? Here you have it.
Hear me clearly, right here and now. The anti-Semites at the United Nations better buckle up, because I'm coming. The university presidents were just a warm-up, and believe me, anyone who knows me knows that I'm just getting started. Under President Trump, as United States Ambassador to the United Nations, the days of propping up organizations that run counter to our interest are long gone.
Our interests. I didn't hear her say anything about America yet. I heard her talk about anti-Semitism. Again, what are they doing? They're trying to get you to believe that Israel collectively, as a body, concerning their ethnicity, that they're all God's chosen children. You might want to read 844 of John. You might want to make distinction over and over throughout Scripture. Go ahead and read John 8. Read the whole chapter, friends. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Because those that claim to be the children of God were the ones that were responsible for crucifying the Christ, along with who? Those that were feeding on corrupt doctrines concerning that of the Herodians, just like what you're seeing in America today. Who are they attacking, friends? They're attacking your free speech. You might want to take a moment and ask yourself the question, why was it that Ron DeSantis was over in Israel as the governor of the state of Florida signing on to hate legislation? You might want to ask the same thing concerning that of Greg Abbott, the said good guy from Texas. Isn't that interesting that they're going over and showing their allegiance to who? And yet they're supposed to be American representatives? Again, doesn't anybody think this is a little odd? Oh, yeah, it's really odd. Listen to this little bulldog. Listen to this cat. Your days are over. Hey, folks, is everybody in America good? Is everybody in Africa good? Is everybody in China good? Hey, you better not speak out against the Chinese, because your days are over. You better not speak out against Americans, because if you do, your days are over. Hey, if you speak out against anybody in Africa, your days are over. Is that nonsense? But that's exactly what she's selling to you concerning what they have called and declared as being Israel today. Which, again, let me say it again, it is not the Israel of God.
We will no longer fund terrorism, anti-Semitism, and anti-Israel hate. That stops immediately.
Anti-Israel hate. Hey, folks. There's good people over in what they call Israel today, but I'm here to tell you it's not the Israel of God. But there's still good people there. But there's also a lot of bad people there too. And you know who's trying to dictate what you say and what you can't say? It's not the good people, it's the bad people. And guess who this little cat's working for? Not the good people, but the bad people. And that's what the people haven't figured out yet. Here's a Jewish leader, right? Again, not of the Israel of God. Okay? Make distinction. Demands Bible publishers print anti-Semitism disclaimers in the New Testament. Someone just highlighted just the other day and said, wait a second, the enemies that Christ had when he's being crucified is exactly what we're dealing with today. Bingo! It's a spirit of Antichrist, because that's what they're promoting. Right? Remember how the Jews of the day that called them the children of God, that wanted Christ crucified, the ones that Jesus rebuked time and time again? Wasn't it them saying, crucify him, crucify him. He has to be silent. Weren't they the same people of the same spirit of Antichrist through the Pharisees that were saying to the apostles in the book of Acts, quit teaching in this name? What's happening, Americans? And yet the evangelicals in this country want you to believe that these are the Israel of God. Again, I'm just here to tell you that is not true in any sense of the word. This guy just broke this. Administration pulls $400 million in grants, contracts from Columbia University over campus anti-Mitism, he said. And then what it says is Israel didn't like the First Amendment, so it's gone. Here, hey, listen to me. Listen to me, bad guys. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because for every door that you shut on this ministry, we're going to open 10 more. We're going to keep going. Hey, folks, if listening to the radio, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. I'm going to have to pick this up tomorrow as far as the video, but I'm going to share it with us today because this gets my dander up, okay? Look at this. Brand new. You better know that Donald Trump is subservient to his masters, and you see clearly who his masters are. You clearly see who this administration's masters are. And hopefully you understand what they are promoting. All of this attack on First Amendment has been going on a long time. I want to say this for the record, for lawful purposes on the behalf of this ministry. About 2 years ago, we had somebody pull up, and I'm okay with people looking into who we are. Come on, hey, guys, I'll open the doors for you. We have nothing to hide. Like our Lord, we do everything in the light. But what happened a couple of years ago, it was kind of odd that we had somebody go on our back end and pull up our records. They wanted our biography. They wanted our history. They wanted everything. And what I did is I reached out and I said, hey, I got a question for you. Can you go ahead and share with me as to who's responsible for pulling that up? And he kind of laughed a little bit. He kind of chuckled it off. And he kind of just left it right there. But we do have record of it. We do have it written down and copied and stapled as a time staple concerning how they pre-plan stuff. Because this attack on the First Amendment and free speech and exposing their political agenda, they have been at work for a long time. And I'm here again to tell you they're using your money against you to do it. What does Israel have to do with the American, this, I'm talking about this Israel, this man-made Rothschild Israel, and you're going to see that next. What is this said president of the United States of America, what is he doing backing a war criminal? What's he doing backing a man that he all the well knows isn't Benjamin Netanyahu, who all the well knows that he's not Israeli? You want to tell about the same reason I'm trying to tell you about Donald Trump, but people don't want to hear it. That's on you, not on me. I'm doing my job. Your blood is off my hands. I've told you the truth. You're responsible as to how you respond to it, not me. But again, folks, you better open your eyes as to what's going on here. Because if you, hey, listen, just the other day, not only are we seeing, John Hagee do nothing but promote this nonsense as to what's going on here. You know, isn't it interesting? The American people, namely the evangelicals, just, and I've seen this for years, they want you to take care of another country when they don't even take care of their own. It reminds me of all the missionaries that are going over to the third world countries and preaching a gospel there, as they call it, that they fail to preach to their own kids in their own backyard. The American church as a whole is responsible for this. And it's not the Lord. It's not the Lord. Babies are being murdered in our country on a daily basis. Children are under attack by predators in the halls of schools on a daily basis. Girls are under attack in bathrooms by men that are dressed as women. And your said government is doing it regardless of what the law says because the people let them do it. And yet they want you to believe that we better go take care of that country. Guess who's being indebted with all of this money? Your kids are. You are. You are. They're enslaving your posterity. Remember when I said just a couple segments ago, this precipitates war. You better bet your bottom dollar it does. Because there's a lot of people awake to what's going on with this. And what's happening is they're pushing a little bit harder and a little bit harder and a little bit harder against people like me that are trying to tell you they're lying to you again. And again, this time they're doing it under the banner of God. And it's not the God of the Bible. It's not the God of the Bible. The Lord knows it's true. Anybody that has an inkling of discernment knows that it's true. You have politicians that have the courage to, representatives that have the courage to stand up and tell you what you're up against. And those are the ones you don't want to listen to, but you want to listen to the ones that are lying to you about who they are. You know why? Because it's the path of least resistance. That is, until you're judged. Because the path of least resistance is the Lord on that path at the end of it, where he will judge you for not choosing either the straight and narrow or the wide and the broad. You're worse than most because you know the truth, but you choose the middle way. You grope for the middle way. You're one of those betweenites. Guess what? Scripturally, you don't exist. You're set for judgment. And that's exactly what this is. The more the people give themselves over to this, the quicker they hasten the judgment upon themselves. Oh, by the way, and the men that are being used to bring the judgment that are in the hand of God. The Lord is in control of all things here. He's in control of all things. I'm going to play the video for you in just a moment. I got Aaron from Texas calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Aaron?
Good afternoon. This is Aaron Green. I just wanted to say something about the governor. I'm from Texas, and right now they're trying to force school choice down our throat. The governor he's such a wicked man. He went after all the rural Republicans who voted against it, and lied to the people and said that they weren't supporting his border stuff, and that wasn't true. So
yep.
He got a lot. And then he was paid off by somebody from Pennsylvania, Yaz, to like $6 million, even more than that, later, to use to go after these men.
Yep.
And, and now he's sitting there putting people in front. And when you go to his Facebook page, nobody is for this. But he's also a member of the World Economic Forum. He's a globalist.
Yes, he is.
A nice way of saying a communist.
You're right.
And He is not for us. He is, I'm going tomorrow to testify against that. I would appreciate prayers because I always get very nervous and scared when I'm going to do it. But God somehow gives me the courage to do it. But people need to wake up. And I was taught that Israel, we were to support them no matter
yep,
what. But
same
then
here.
I started watching y'all. And you showed me some things. I was like, wait a minute. They're killing people. They're doing bad things.
Yep.
This is not what you want, Lord, is it? And I want to tell you the truth. When I first started watching y'all, I was like, Lord, I don't agree with a lot of the theology, but I hadn't read the Bible to tell you the truth. And I just kept praying and I kept watching y'all. And I'm glad I did because I started seeing Trump for who he was a long time ago. I voted for him for the first, the first time around and never voted for him again.
Right.
Because he is part of the problem. So, I don't know. I think God is just, he does it, at least in Israel, he backs you into a corner to where you cannot, the only one you can reach out to is to him. And so
Amen.
That's what I'm doing. And I don't know. I don't know what else to say, but I wanted to.
I high five you, Aaron. I mean, can I tell you something? Can I encourage you a little bit? That fear that you feel is totally normal.
Uh-huh.
When you look at 1 Corinthians 2:5, that fear that you fear, that fear that you feel, Paul used to deal with it all the time. It's a working of death in you, but life in you, for 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But listen to me, that's the threshold. Once you go past that fear, there's the anointing, and there's the power, and there's your authority in God. The Lord's looking for people to walk past that threshold because the enemy means to keep them back. That fear is a sign that you're going the right direction. And look at Paul. He said, I come to you in much fear, trembling, and weakness. Remember what he talked about in 2 Corinthians 12 when he said, when I'm weakest, he's strongest. That is the preaching of God, the cross. Why? Because that is the power of God unto salvation right there. If you listen to what I'm telling you and you go past that fear, you get in a state where that anointing's at, you're going to understand everything that I've been saying. You're going to learn a new language because this language that I'm telling you about right now is foreign to the American church because there's no cross. They're enemies to the cross. But good for you. And by the way, there's a lot to say about Abbott too. I also want to say with Abbott, it was you were talking about how he's a wicked man. Do you remember when they were standing up and saying that they were dealing with the Biden administration and Biden was attacking them for trying to keep all the illegals out? Well, it's interesting because neither Abbott nor DeSantis were actually deporting the illegals. They were actually busing them in and flying them in to cities of their own choice.
They were recolonizing them.
That's right.
You know, they weren't helping the problem at all.
Exactly. They were creating the problem.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
I have a daughter, 18, and I read the Bible with her. I'm going to be honest. I try to do it every night. I'm not perfect at it. But would you recommend, what would you recommend that I read with her to... I'm just trying to teach her. I mean, I'm sure she sees me going to Austin and everything and speaking out. But I'm trying to, sometimes I think she's not getting it. And then sometimes she'll say something. And I'll go, okay, Lord, I think she is listening when I read the Bible. But what would you suggest that I read? Should I read one of your books to her? I also need to be in the Word with her.
No, you're absolutely right. But I'll tell you what, why don't you do this, Aaron? Why don't you go ahead, go on info. Send me your address. Send me a little note that we had this conversation. I want to send her a comic book that I had Danny Bulinati do from Marvel and DC Comics. It's second to none. It educates them. It is about as simple as it gets. And it's absolutely imperative that you stay in the Word. But I want to say this, because I was just talking to my wife about this yesterday. When my kids leave the house, which half of them are gone, when my kids leave the house, my kids are without excuse. My kids have been raised up in ministry. They have been raised up every day of their life watching their dad in the Word of God, sometimes from morning to night. They're in the Word of God every day of their lives. But the best example that you can give your kids, Aaron, is exactly what you're talking about doing. Let them see your Christianity in action. That's the best example for your kids. Because you know what? You're not just turning around and telling your kids, you know, you better do this and you better do that. And they're going to look at you and say, well, Mom, you never did that. Dad, you never did that. But what's going to happen when you leave them examples? That is the best teacher, because there's no excuse there for them. And it's not that you don't want to get your kids, you know, to the position where you got to say you're without excuse. I'm not saying it like that. I am saying that if you depart from the Word of God, you understand, just like I told my kid yesterday, Aaron, before he went to church in the morning, I said, be careful. I said, chew up the meat, spit out the bones. We stick to the Word. I said, why do I constantly talk about the straight stick? He goes, because Dad, it always shows the deviation of the crooked stick. And I said, what's the straight stick? He said, the Bible. I said, that's right. So your actions are going to speak a lot louder than just your mere words. And the Bible teaches that 1,000 times over.
Okay.
High-fiving you, kid. I'm high-fiving you. Hey, can I pray for you?
Sure.
Okay. Father, I just thank you in Jesus' holy name concerning Aaron right now. And I just thank you for your anointing to be poured out upon her in her life, even now as we're speaking. I thank you that you empower her. I thank you that you strengthen her. I thank you that you build her from the ground up in Christ Jesus, 2 Peter 3:18. I also thank you, Father, for the washing of the water of the Word and sanctifying her under your truth. I also thank you for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ and establishing the sure mercies of David, ordered aright and sure concerning who she is. I thank you for her salvation. I thank you for her family salvation. And I also thank you, Lord, for getting the right people in her life, Father God, to stand strong when she takes a stand in your name. And I thank you that you show her and that you cause her to find her faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Folks, this is what we're praying for. We're praying for the Aarons out there that are going to stand up and say, enough is enough, and they're going to trust in the Lord. And Aaron, I want to say this as a word of an encouragement before we say amen to that. Remember, God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you got to first get in the fight, and you're doing that.
Okay. All right.
Send me your address, kiddo. We'll get you a book out today.
Okay. Do I just send it through the email?
Yeah, just send it to the info at Sons of Liberty Media, and We'll get that information, and again, I'll get it packaged up for you today, and we'll get it sent out either today or first thing tomorrow morning. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks. All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
It sounds good. Thank you. Okay, so folks, let me get over to this. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Anybody, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Here we go. I want to go over to this. We'll just kill this show, okay? And I want you to see for yourself. This is what I've been trying. Hey, folks, there's been a couple people that I thought better of that fought me tooth and nail about what I'm going to show you. I shouldn't say anything about Jacob Rothschild, but I am highlighting the fact that the Rothschild back in the 1947, they are the ones that created what you call Israel today. It is not the Israel of God. The Israel of God is not geographic. It is the Christian church. Okay? It's we the people that are called of Christ. We are the Israel of God. I want to show you this devil that took upon himself to blurt the truth out in his confusion to tell you what I have been trying to tell everybody. And yet they stand right by what they can't justify. Check this out.
Jewish history. And it begins with three words. Dear Lord Rothschild.
Dear Lord Rothschild. I have much pleasure in conveying to you, on behalf of His Majesty's government, the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted
Zionist
to
again.
And approved by the Cabinet.
Why was it that this letter was sent by the Foreign Secretary to your great-uncle Walter?
It's an interesting question because it was primarily a movement from Eastern Europe, but they didn't clarify who was in charge of that movement. And in addition, it was, after all, in Great Britain. So they felt that the Rothschild family should be the one to whom it was addressed. And Walter was Lord Rothschild, and he was a Zionist. And those really are the background reasons.
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration, and I have a copy here.
Bellflower.
And I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm going to put on my spectacles to make sure I read it accurately. His Majesty's government view with favour the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavours to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine.
In Palestine.
Or the rights and political status
enjoyed by... I just want to make clear, you all heard that. This is what one lady kept coming after me. Okay, wait a second. He said in Palestine, which goes back to Rick Wiles highlighting his Bible. And matter of fact, I just had a guy call me the other day, say, Bradley, you got a Bible from the 1900s. He said, what they call Israel today, and my map, it says Palestine. Exactly right. Exactly right. Isn't that true? Isn't that bizarre? I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Truth is stranger than fiction. And the fiction is many people's truth. Isn't that bizarre? I mean, the facts are right in front of their eyes. What's bizarre about it is how the bad guys know how to lie better than these people that claim to be the Lord's know how to tell the truth. That's embarrassing. It's shameful. But again, it shows you to weigh things in the spirit. And you know them by their fruits as well. Not just by the corrupt fruit that they support, but also by the fruit that they support. Don't forget what I'm telling you. I'm going back to Jacob Rothschild, who just talked about today's Israel being Palestine. He's reading a letter. Okay? My family created Israel, Jacob Rothschild.
Jews in any other country. I should be grateful if you would bring this declaration to the knowledge of the Zionist Federation.
Zionists.
Yours, Arthur Balfour.
And here it is, the Balfour Declaration. What do you feel when you see it here?
I genuinely feel it's one of the most extraordinary moments in the history of the Jewish people. If you think it took 3,000 years to get to this, And then you say,
it took 3,000 years to get to this, he said.
This miracle happened. It was the most incredible piece of opportunism. I mean, if you think
opportunity.
You had an impoverished would-be scientist, Heim Weizmann, who somehow gets to England, meets a few people, including members of my family, seduces them. He has such great
charm. Oh, he seduces them.
He gets to Balfour, and he unbelievably persuades Balfour and Lloyd George, the Prime Minister, and most of the ministers, that this idea of the national home for Jews should be allowed to take place. I mean, it's so
it's
unlikely.
Then he
you know, starts to fight a difficult battle with the British cabinet, and this letter goes through five drafts, as you know.
I got to stop something. Okay. So for you people that are doing a little homework, let me just add a little salt onto what you're eating right now, okay? So it can be more savior for your understanding, okay? And I say that with a smile on my face. He was talking about the Balfour. Okay, it's the Balfour. Balfour Declaration. Does anybody know what that is? It's part of the letter that Jacob was just reading. Okay? It was a letter written by the British Foreign Secretary, Arthur Balfour, to Lionel Walter Rothschild in 1917. That's what he was just reading. The letter expressed support for the creation of a Jewish homeland in Palestine. But the problem they're having is the Zionists, many of them, aren't even Jewish, like that of their lead man, Benjamin Mikulski, who they call Benjamin Netanyahu. The declaration is considered a key document in modern history and a major factor in the creation of Israel. It's all created. So what Jacob here is doing, folks, is telling you is true. They created it. And what they're doing is kicking out the Palestinians. And what do they do? Hey, folks, history teaches us dictators always play the victim until they get in power. And once they got power where you can no longer withstand it, guess what? Then they show you who they really are. And at that point, it's too late. Okay, let's go back to this. It's almost over.
And in the end, it comes out as a rather compromising letter. I mean, the essential point is there for the Jewish community to fasten on to. You have the first bit, which promises a national home rather than the national home. And then you have the bit that nothing that's to be done should in any way harm the Arab community. But you come back to the big point, which is that this is perhaps the greatest event in Jewish life for thousands of years. And it's a miracle.
Okay, but see, folks, what's happening here is he's declaring something that is not... He's telling you the truth, but he's also trying to mix in the lie. But folks, he's already telling you here that he is the one that's responsible for creating modern-day Israel out of what? All those college students that are being silenced right now, can I ask you, do you really think that they're just going to roll over in the face of this? Or are they creating enemies that they don't want? See, what's happening is these college kids, many of them are trying to scream in the ears of the people that should know better so the younger people can teach the older people the truth of the matter. But what's happening? The older people and the said evangelicals, they're holding firm to the course to hell. By what? Propping up that which is not the Israel of God. Again, Bradley Dean didn't say it to you. Jacob Rothschild told you. And he just got done reading a letter of the Balfour Declaration where it tells you that they created the state of Israel today out of Palestine. Out of Palestine. And it is a counterfeit to the things of the living God. Again, John 8:44, Romans 2:28 and 29. Also read Revelation 3:9. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.